Everybody's fit. There's only Lloyd Jones and Henry Cameron who are not available.
You must be getting to a point that team selection is getting nice for you.
It is. It's great. There's lots of competition for places, and it's shown over the last three games especially that the lads have got to play well. Somebody else might want to take their place.
Fair to say you're somebody that if the players are playing well, there's no reason to change things if you don't see fit.
No, I think I've been quite loyal all the way through the season. Whether that's a negative remains to be seen. But, you know, they have to do something seriously wrong and the team has to play seriously bad for me to change the team. And I think whoever's playing it in the team at the moment and has done in the past are given 100%, which is all we require. And we just need that little bit more quality, which I think we've added to the squad. And I think we're matching up now with the teams in the league, and we're doing ourselves a lot of good.
It's one of those that the players know where they stand, really, in that respect, isn't it?
Well, it's always been the fact, even when I played, which is a long, long time ago, was if you play well, you keep your shirt. And I think that's what's been happening this season. I think a lot of the players have been performing decent enough to keep their place, and I'll keep them in the team if they do that.
It's the disappointing people from not being on the bench that's probably the biggest thing for you at the moment, isn't it?
Well, listen, they've been working extremely hard to try and get back into the team. There's a few who haven't lost their place through lack of form, through injury, and they're desperate to get back into the team, and they're just going to have to be a little bit patient.
How do you view the size of your squad at the moment, Neil? Is it a good number to work with every day? Is there too many? Is there still scope to bring more to it?
No, I think the squad is there or thereabouts. I think if anybody else leaves, then we need to top that up now. I think there's good competition for different positions, and certainly I can change the formation round as well, knowing that I've got the personnel to do that. So we're almost there. If we can add in the last few days, that would be brilliant. If we don't, then I think we've got a strong enough squad and a big enough squad to cope with the rest of the season.
Is it fair to say it's not a massive issue in League One, whether the window is open or closed from Monday, that you've got about a week's grace and then you can go again?
Well, it's important for me that the players that we've tried to bring in are players that have signed for the football club. I think we've done extremely well over the January period to do that. We've signed Phyllis Kirk and Yates. We've secured White until the end of the season, which is fantastic. And we're still gradually trying to improve the squad as much as we can. We've got lots of scope now. If the window closes and we can't sign anybody on a permanent contract now until the end of the season or further, is that we've still got the window open to if we get a couple of injuries in important areas where we need to try and help the team out, then we can still do that with the emergency window being open.
In comparison to where you're at a few days before the window closed in September, how much happier are you with what you've managed to do with this squad in a relatively short space of time?
Don't forget the club got relegated last year, and it's always difficult to try and recruit players to a relegated team. We brought the players in. We had a slow start, but we picked up and we're going through a little bit of a patch where we seem to win some and lose some. Luckily, at the moment, we're going through a little bit of a patch where we've been a little bit more consistent, which we needed to do. But, you know, I think recruitment has been good. As I say, if the last few days we can add one more to the squad on a long-term basis, that would be brilliant for the football club as well as the team itself.
You mentioned last week the goalkeeping department, and there might have been some change in that respect. Is there likely to be, Neil?
Oh, that's still a little bit ongoing at the moment. You know, we've got Colin, who's in fine form at the moment, and he's playing really well and stopping shots and contributing to the team, picking up points, which is great. We've got Kyle in behind who's supporting him, but he wants to play first team football, so we'll see how that situation resolves itself in the next few days.
Is Kyle free to speak to other clubs should he see necessary?
Well, he's under contract and he's working hard to try and get into the team ahead of Colin, so it's good competition for places.
Line is still a target, Neil?
Well, I think everybody was impressed with Dean when he came. And he certainly contributed to one of our good runs and keeping clean sheets. And he certainly impressed everybody. And as I say, we're trying to strengthen the squad as much as we can along the way. And he would certainly come into consideration for that, yes.